And look at verse number 6. The Bible says, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Now, because of this verse, this is why I will never ride in the car with someone who's driving that's a flat earther. Never. The Bible says, forsake the foolish. And notice what it says, and live. Now, you think I'm joking. I am not joking. If someone's a flat earther, or they tell me, and they're about to drive, I will never get in their car for a second. They might drive me off a cliff, literally. They might just get in an accident because they're so stupid, they don't even understand what the shape of the planet is. Look, I don't want to get in a car with this type of person. What kind of judgment is someone that has a flat earth? The same type, a drunk person's probably a better driver than they are. Look, when you're driving, you have to make all kinds of certain judgments and decisions quickly. Look, when someone's already failed on the judgment factor, the Bible says forsake them. Look, if I had a flat earther working for me, immediately fired. Look, if they're operating heavy machinery or equipment, they should not be allowed. Look, it used to be you had to take aptitude tests for jobs. I'm not joking here, okay? I'm being dead serious. It used to be when you show up for a job, you'd have to take an aptitude test, and if you can't pass the aptitude test, they're not going to hire you. And it's just general knowledge, general information, because if you're stupid, you're going to be stupid in all areas, right? Not just one. If you've already proven to be a flat earther, look, the sky's the limit on stupidity for you. Amen. And I don't want to be around you. You know what I say to those people? Goodbye. Goodbye to the losers. You say, are you sad when you lose people because they're flat earth? Nope. I'm ready to lose more. Hey, if this side of the church is all flat earth, I'm ready to kiss you all goodbye. Every single person. I don't care. I'm ready to say goodbye to all the losers. I want none of them in my life. What is the Bible commanding me? Forsake the foolish. If you don't think the flat earth is foolish, you're the problem. And literally, that's not the only thing that's foolish, my friend. But the Bible is pretty clear. What should you do when you find out that someone's foolish? Get away from them as soon as possible, because you're going to become like them. Go to Proverbs 13.